Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. We talk a little bit about the girl that's a Bas Kuti, who the Chazal regozes her tumah from the time that she's very, very young, even when she's just a little baby. That if she sees dam, she becomes tmeya. The pasuk says the isha. So since the kutim are not mekabel this drasha, and they're mitar a girl that's very young that sees dam, the chamur goes there that all of their girls are tmeya nida from the time they're born, lest to be a case where they have seen dam. So even if they don't see dam, a bas kuti is already considered to be a nida. That's the gezeira of Chazal. The Gemara discusses a farmer who walks with an ox goad on his shoulder, and part of it is mahil over a kever, so whether it becomes tame. So the ox goad itself that's mahil directly over the kever is an avatumah midaraisa, no matter how big it is. The farmer who's carrying it, minat Torah, if the ox goad is a tefach, he also becomes an avatumah because the goad itself becomes an ohel over him. But if it's less than a tefach, so min haTorah, it does not create an ohel, and the farmer is therefore only a rishon netumah by virtue of the fact that he touched the mardeya that he's carrying. According to Rabbi Akiva, there were gozer as part of the Yudches Davar that he should become an avatumah because they were afraid that people would make a mistake that since the circumference of the ox goad is a tefach, that they were metameh it mishum olameis, and they treat it as if it actually is an ohel, and people are going to think that every avatumah is not tameh, is only tameh to maserv. People are going to think that every time you're under the same ohel as an avatumah, that you're only really tameh to maserv. But they were not gozer on the kelim that aren't touching the merdeya. Those are in fact tahor min haTorah. According to Rabbi Tarfon, even the farmer, they never made a gezeira that he should be tameh tumas shiva, that he should have a din of an avatumah. Nah, he's a din d'oraisa, stays in place. He's only a rishon l'tumah. The Gemara discusses when one cuts grapes for the for pressing into wine, whether the juices that seep out of the grapes are hukshal kabel tumah. So midar rice, they're definitely not machshal kabel tumah, since it's going to be holichli ibud. It's not something that a person wants. He doesn't want to lose all of that potential wine. But according to Shammai, there goes there that it should be machshal kabel tumah. And at the end, Beis Hillel was Hillel himself was modeh. The reason they made this gezeira, the Gemara suggests four possibilities. Either we're afraid you can to be both to the end of them into a kli tameh, and the wine is going to become tameh from the kli. The liquid that's tameh is machshir, even though it's shalol ratzon, even though you're not interested in it being there. Second possibility is we're afraid you're going to put it into a kli that's a liquid. That's waterproof, and therefore none of the liquid is going to seep out, and the liquid is actually going to help soften the grapes and it's going to make it better. Third reason why they might have been gozer is sometimes when you pull apart different clusters, some liquid, by definition, when you pull them apart, is going to seep out. So since it's psik reshe that when you pull it apart, the liquid is going to seep out, is considered to be something that you were interested in doing. And the fourth possibility is that sometimes a person goes out to the field to check if his grapes are ripened, and he's going to squeeze a little bit out from one of the clusters, and it's going to get all over the other clusters, and the other clusters may still have it on it when they are picked from the ground. If someone plants truma on the top of a beis, so midoraisa, all the stuff that grows does not have a din of truma. However, the chamur goes there as part of the yirchas davar that gidule truma has a din of truma. Why were they goes there this? Machlokas Amorayim. Rabbi Chanina says it's a chashash that Yisrael, who is very stingy and doesn't want to give his truma to a kohen, instead of giving it to a kohen, will just plant it in the ground. And when he plants it in the ground, it's going to grow something that's no longer halachically truma. So that's how he's going to get around having to give up his truma to a kohen. Rava says, come on, that can't be the case, because if he was so stingy, then he could have just taken the chita achas, and that would have pattered the entire all of his produce. He wouldn't have had to take so much truma to begin with. Rather, Rava says the concern is we're afraid a kohen is going to keep truma tameya around, and with the plan of planting it later, and in the meantime he's going to eat the truma tameya. That's the legitimate concern. The Gemara then lists off a number of other gzeros that are part of the Yudchas Davar. If someone is running late in Erev Shabbos, instead of carrying his wallet, pachas min dalet amos, he should just give it to a guy. The second gzera that we add on is stam yenam, that a person shouldn't come to marry non-Jewish people's daughters, so we're not allowed to drink their wine. Third gzera is on the bread and oil of a guy that you don't come to drink from their stam yenam. And a fourth gzeira is on a non-Jewish baby, has a din of tumas zav, so that a non-Jewish young child has a din of tumas zav, because we don't want our children playing with them lest they be nichshal in mishkav zachar. The Gemara asks, is it permissible to start working on Erev Shabbos, start a malacha on Erev Shabbos that's going to extend into Shabbos? This is the Gemara. There's the next Mishnah now at the bottom of the page. So Beis Shammai says, if the malacha will not be finished on Erev Shabbos, it is usur to begin it on Erev Shabbos. Beis Hillel holds its mutter. For example, to soak something in a dye on Erev Shabbos, where you know the dye is not going to seep into the material until Shabbos, or to spread a trap on Erev Shabbos in order that it should trap something on Shabbos. Now, what about selling an object to a guy on Erev Shabbos, or to help him with a bundle on a donkey? So Beis Shammai holds its aser unless the guy is going to be able to get back to his town or to his destination before Shabbos, because we don't want it to look like he's doing malacha with an animal as a shlichus of a Yisrael. But Beis Hillel holds its mutter. According to the Tanakhama, it's only mutter b'tanai that the guy is going to get to the wall of the city, of his city, before Shabbos starts. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's good enough that he just gets out of the Jew's house before Shabbos starts, and then it's going to be mutter. That is the Chazar of Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin.